Thank you. Shine a light, you will see. Chasing the carrion, we watched the silver bird explode. We tiptoed through the barrier of smoke and took a hand. We found it unconnected. We were dining on the wreckage. White napkins round our necks. We took our plastic spoons and ate. We ate until we couldn't move, till sunset turned the desert red, and startled souls ascended to oblivion. Paradise, it has its price. We're forced to crawl through needles' eyes. Our prize, our choice, we rarely make the right one. Paradise, it has its price. We're forced to crawl through needles' eyes. Our prize. A fat man with a guilty face held back and tried to hide his case. As angels chanted,
you can't take it with you.
So we're told, heaven's paved with gold, and it has to come from somewhere. Paradise, it has its price. We're forced to crawl through needles' eyes. Our price, our choice, we rarely make the right one. Paradise, it has its price. We're forced to crawl through needles' eyes. Our price, our choice, we rarely make the right one. Paradise, it has its price. We're forced to crawl through needles' eyes. Our price, our choice, we rarely make the right one. Paradise, it has its price. We're forced to crawl through needles' eyes. Our price, our choice, we rarely make the right one.
Gotcha. Somebody give me my oxygen. I need to breathe. Before I forget, I'm going into oxygen debt. I think your flesh is separated from the sins it commits. And that explains why you smile when you balance on your stack of regrets. Nobody's with you this time. How does it feel?
One flight down the mountain I was found. Under the fuselage, blast before we meet the carnivore.
Look at me now, I'm a wreck.
Such a pretty bird. You can't have this. This is not real. I picked this song to show you what you could have had had you not given your life to me. But you are my friend. You're my friend too. And I remember just thinking that was the end. That was the end. I knew where to go. And I was walking down the hallway, and my daughter was spending the night at her friend's house that night. And I was walking down the hallway, and I walked into my front living room, and I thought, you know, I can't live, and I can't die. I'm stuck, you know, and I'm in hell. I've asked Jesus to get me out, and he's left me here. And so in my mind, I decided that this is where I needed to be. This is where I belong. Satan's right. It is my fault. I should have never given my life to him. And right then, I became angry for the first time at Satan. And I sat there. I stood up, and I just verbally, just out loud, said to Satan, I said, you know what? I know I'm in hell. I know this is your turf. But I tell you what. I will no longer be a willing participant. You and I are through. I am so done with you. And I don't know what happens if you get cast out of hell. But if you want to cast me out of hell, that's okay. And maybe I'll go into the ether or to whatever it's called, you know, into a nothingness, the abyss, or the black hole, wherever. I don't care. I would rather spend eternity in nothing than to spend eternity with you. And at that point, I just turned around and one last time, this happened in my living room.